Hey everyone, this is Melissa Rowe, and it is after 1 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, as you can tell, I am wide awake. Although I wish I could sleep. My body is telling me to sleep, but my brain is saying no. Anyway, I apologize for not doing a whole bunch of audio posts. I've been doing a lot on Audioboo earlier this month. And I know today is the last day of Audiomo, so sorry to all the Audiomo fans out there. I love Audiomo, and I know today is the last day of it, and I'm very disappointed that I didn't get to participate as much as I would have liked. The allergy immunotherapy, whatever it is called, that I've been doing, it's been giving me a lot of sinus headaches. I've been having a lot of other health stuff. I've had company over. I have been doing some writing this month. I want to start a small group or something to write stories back and forth to each other. I think it'd be kind of fun. Or like a short story writing group. And these are the late night hours of inspiration that I call them, because I get a lot of inspiration from my dreams. Or by being an insomniac and sitting up here and talking to everybody like this. So sorry I haven't been, I've been very scarce for this audio mo. I hope things will be better next year. I hope this allergy immunotherapy, these shots, are going to render positive results for me pretty soon. Because right now it's giving me more allergies. It's aggravating my allergies more so than it is trying to build up my immunity. But I think this is the type of therapy, as I've said once before on Anchor, that probably gets worse before it gets better. So hope we can chat. You know, it's been kind of a lonely kind of existence around here without Audiomo. I haven't even been able to check Audiomo stuff. I've been listening to my friends on Anchor, which, if you haven't gone to check out Anchor, it's a cool little radio station you could do over your phone, and you can call into other radio stations. It's really awesome. I would go check it out. You could also go check out anchor.fm, but put an Anchor in your app store. It's available for both iOS and Android. I like it. I think it's fun. Excuse me. I'm sitting here wide awake thinking, when are they going to bring back some food? Yeah, the whole house is starving, so everyone went out for a late night snack run. So, yes, shame on us. Last thing we need, sugar to keep us awake even more. So yeah, it's been kind of a tight month. It's been pretty tough. Now our complex is making everybody in our buildings wear parking permits on their vehicles now, because a nosy neighbor kind of interfered with an arrangement that my neighbor and I had where he could use my parking space. I mean, why let the shaded spot sit unused? I don't own a vehicle, so it's, you know, it's there for the taking for him only, or for whoever my visitors are, when I know they're coming ahead of time for sure. Sometimes I don't always have enough time to get a hold of my neighbors to move the car, but my neighbor, the nosy one, not the neighbor that's using my parking space, but the nosy neighbor upstairs, insisted on, instead of coming to me and asking me about this arrangement or letting me know, you know, someone's been parking in your space, just so you know, and then I would have told her about that arrangement. She goes and parks her car in the space while he's gone, just so he can't park in there, instead of talking to me. And then she goes to the office and complains, and now everybody in my building has to wear a parking permit or put a parking permit on their vehicle. And I'm an advocate against this, because as a person who uses public transportation, I'm always disappointed when I either can't get a ride with a service like Uber or Lyft, and due to, you know, my dog or whatever the situation may be that's preventing me from getting the ride, and it kind of ruins the whole day because it's like now you have to shift all of your plans around. You can't get your transportation. So as somebody who relies heavily on, you know, other modes of transportation, other than my vehicle, which I wish I owned one, I'm disappointed when your mode of transportation is taken away from you. I feel bad for vehicle owners who live here because now they have to remember to put a parking pass on their vehicle. It's ridiculous how it's resorted to this. Instead of my nosy neighbor just mediating things between me and the neighbor whom I've arranged things with, she put her nose in where it didn't belong and ruined things, not just for us, but for the rest of the tenants. Now, you know, if just one person were to get their vehicle, you know, forget to put the parking tag on their vehicle on the space that they rightfully owned, that they were assigned when they moved into the apartment, that they pay rent for, you know, their car could be towed. And I'm against this because can you imagine going to bed at night, you parked in your rightfully owned space and you have, you know, put your car away, put all your mind, your thoughts away from the hectic chaos of the day and are climbing into bed and are hoping to enjoy a peaceful slumber only to wake up and find that your car's been towed simply because you didn't attach a parking permit. You should not be using a parking permit. This is low-income housing, so we're kind of subjected more to the city's rules because they own it. But this is not a public venue, you know. This is not a public venue. This is a private apartment complex that people pay rent to live in. And so I'm a little disappointed about that because now we have to, you know, for anyone that comes to visit us, even if they're just taking us shopping or whatever, they have to get a parking pass. Guests have to get a parking pass now. So it's kind of an inconvenience to us. It's an inconvenience to other tenants. I'm really against that because this is a parking space that you own legally as a renter. It's your space to park your vehicle in. You should not have to get a permit to do that. As long as you pay rent and you own your vehicle and the leasing office is aware that you own this vehicle, there should not be any problem. But now, because I'm sorry to say this, but because of an over-obsessed vigilante with an inferiority complex wants to raise her self-esteem by getting brownie points and going to the office instead of just trying to work things out the normal adult way, she's messed things up for a lot of people. And I really hope that she understands because she's also part of this building and now she is also going to be subjected to that same inconvenience, although probably she doesn't care. She thinks, oh, I've done something good. But she's really gone and messed things up for a lot of people. I really don't think you should be permitted by wearing a pass on your vehicle to park in your own driveway, so to speak. I think that's ridiculous. I think that's absolutely absurd that tenants that live here should have a right to park in their space only, you know, and that the leasing agent should know about the existence of this tenant's vehicle.
Pause recording button.
So that's pretty much all I have to say about that. I really hope that that this doesn't continue. Hopefully the tenants will be able to get these permits situated. I hope it wasn't too much of an inconvenience. So yeah. And that's my thought on it. I really don't think a tenant who pays rent should be forced to get a parking permit. That's just not right. But anyway, thank you guys for listening. I hope you all have a fantastic day, and I will hopefully be part of AudioMo next year. I would love to be.
9 minutes and 50 seconds.
I really would. So, thank you. Have a fantastic day, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.